speak the words that God says. We don't need to be talking negative words. We don't need to be talking sickness words.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland as she begins this week's teaching, Speaking Words of Faith Brings Healing. If you want to live in the blessing of health, make sure all your words line up with God's Word.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're going to continue our study of healing today. It is God's will for you to be free from sin and free from sickness and disease. We find out that both those things are under the curse, and so is poverty, by the way. Poverty is under the curse. If you want to look at the curse, look at Deuteronomy 28. And it tells you about the blessing, and it tells you about the curse. The curse is if you don't do the will of God, then the curse comes on you. The blessing is if you do what God says, you will be blessed. Hallelujah. And really, I've lived both ways. I mean, I lived the first part of my life under the curse and poverty and sickness. And I've lived the last part of it in blessing and health and healing. And believe me, that's better. Hallelujah. The Bible says Jesus Himself redeemed us from the curse. The curse was the curse of the broken law. God told Israel exactly what to do. And He said in Deuteronomy 28, He said, if you do these things, you'll be blessed. Healing was in that blessing. Prosperity was in that blessing. Victory, peace, everything good was in the blessing. But Israel had to do what He said. Now, nothing's changed. It's still true. If we want to be blessed today, we get in God's path and walk it out. We do what He says. When He says something's right, we do that. When He says something's wrong, we don't do that. And that's the way the blessing comes. So I'm going to read a few of the scriptures that we read last week. Just read through those again, and then we'll start some new ones. Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. In the Amplified Bible says, my son, now remember that the blessing is the result of living like God says to live. The curse is the result of living like the world or what the world says, the devil says, other voices other than God. So we get to choose. The blessing comes with obedience. The curse is manifest in disobedience. That's why it's so important that you know what the Bible says, and when you find it out, you do it. You change it. That's called in the Bible renewing your mind. We get our minds renewed to think like God thinks, to think like He thinks about healing, and we do that, and then we agree with Him and we act on it. Healing is ours. The same thing is true with prosperity. Same thing is true with sin. Sin has a curse on it. That's the wrong way to live. So when we do the opposite of sin and obey God, the blessing is ours. Now, Proverbs 3:1 says, my son, this is for the children of God, which we are if we've made Jesus the Lord of our lives. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. This is a heart thing. Your heart and your spirit, those are synonymous terms. Your heart is your spirit. The heart of man is the spirit of man. Glory to God. So we follow God in our heart. Verse 2 says, for length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, and continuing through old age till death, these shall they, the Word of God, add to you. Now, I like that, continuing through old age till death or till your departure. So, you know, just because we're older people doesn't mean that the blessing's going to change. No. If you're in God, you obey His Word, Jesus is Lord of your life, you should be blessed every day of your life. The last day of your life on this earth should be a blessed day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how great the blessing is. For length of days and years of a life worth living, inward and outward, continuing through old age till your departure. Death is a departure. These shall they, the Word of God, add to you. So the Word, doing the Word, obeying the Word, adds days to your life. It gives you long life. And it gives you prosperous life while you're here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now then, it says in that scripture that let me just keep reading. Let not mercy and kindness forsake you. Now mercy and kindness, that would be walking in love. That's our commandment. We can't be obedient if we don't walk in love, because this is our commandment, Jesus said, that we love one another. So love is very important to your health. That you love like Jesus loved is very important to your health. And you can find a good description of that in 1 Corinthians 13. So this says, so shall you find favor. It says, forsake in verse 3. It says, let me start that over. Let not mercy and kindness for shutting out all hatred and selfishness and truth forsake you. We shut out hatred. We shut out sin. We shut out anything that's opposite the Word of God. Bind them about your neck. Write them up on the tablet of your heart. In other words, this is the way you live. This is what we do. We walk in love. So shall you find favor and good understanding and high esteem in the sight of God and men. Doing the Word makes people think highly of you because they see he's a good man. She's a good woman. They do good to other people. It's good to have people talk good about you, and it's bad to have them talk bad about you. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insight and understanding. We don't trust our ways. We don't trust man's ways. We don't trust the ways of the world. In all your ways, verse 6 says, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Isn't that a great scripture? We acknowledge God in our ways. We pray, Lord, what do you want us to do? And then we do what he tells us to do. Be not wise in your own eyes, and turn entirely away from evil. Now, you can't get any plainer than that. If you want to live in the blessing of health, and you want to live in the blessing of wealth, and the blessing of victory, you're going to have to quit things of the world that are bad. And you know what they are. If you had any of those things left in your life, you would immediately think, I need to quit that. Yes, you do. If you got anything left of the world hanging on you, quit it. Drop it. Throw it away. It's stealing from you. It's robbing from you. You're being disobedient. So the blessing can't work. We want the blessing. Be not wise in your own eyes. Turn entirely away from evil. I mean, don't have anything to do with evil. It shall be health, this turning away from evil, and we see that all through the Bible. For Israel to be blessed in the old covenant, they had to turn from what God said was evil and do what God said was blessed. It shall be health to your nerves, this turning away from evil, shall be health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones. Glory to God. Health to your nerves. Turn away from evil. And the peace of God will come into your life, take over your thoughts, take over your body. Peace. You know that word means more than just solitude. It means everything that makes for your highest good. I mean peace, peace. All is well, in other words. Peace says all is well. Things will go well with you. And we see that over and over in the Word. When we do the Word, things go well with us. Hallelujah. God's ways work. Honor the Lord. It shall be health to your nerves. This is verse 8. To your nerves and sinews, your body, marrow and moistening to your bones. Honor the Lord with your capital insufficiency and with the first fruits of your income. Now we're into our money, into our wealth, our prosperity. Honor the Lord with what you've got, in verse 9, so shall your storage places be filled with plenty. It's absolutely scriptural for the people of God to have more money than they need. If that weren't true, you wouldn't need a storage place, would you? So shall, when you honor the Lord with your capital and sufficiency and with the first fruits of your income, so shall your storage places be filled with plenty, and your vats shall be flowing, overflowing with new wine. So what does that have to do with our prosperity? Why, people are sick today because they're worried they can't pay their bills. They're fearful. Fear opens the door to all kind of bad things. People are fearful, I can't make my house payments, and it's going to be taken away from me. So your money affects your health. Hallelujah. And God wants you to have plenty of it. He's always wanted His people to have the best. Isn't that what we learn in Deuteronomy 28? We see the curse over here. We see the blessing over here. The blessing, their storage places were full. Everything was victorious. No enemy could stand before them. Glory to God. And that's exactly where we are. Because it says that Jesus came, that the blessing could come on the heathen or the Gentiles, it says in the scripture, so that the blessing could come on you and me. I'm not a Jew, but I can be blessed. The blessing was given to the Jews, but then Jesus came and He bore the curse of poverty. He bore the curse, the whole curse. That included poverty, sickness, fear, all the bad things you can think of. Jesus bore it that the blessing could come on us, hallelujah, on the Gentiles and the Jews alike. Glory to God. I tell you, you ought to be blessed. And then before I leave this chapter, let's just breeze over here to 16. Length of days. This is talking about wisdom. Let me go back. Skillful and godly wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you can compare with can be compared to her. Skillful and godly wisdom. Why is that? Well, all these things have to do with the wisdom of God. The more you walk in the wisdom of God, the healthier you are. The more you walk in the ways and the wisdom of God, the more prosperous you are. Length of days. You say, well, you know, I've walked in obedience to God all my life and I've never prospered. Well, did you ever believe to prosper? I mean, that belongs to you, but prosperity has to be received by faith, just like healing has to be received by faith. Verse 16 says, length of days is in her wisdom, the way God does things. In her right hand and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways, wisdom ways, are highways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. See, that's what wisdom does for you. What is wisdom? Wisdom is what God says. Wisdom is the way God does things. When we get in agreement with Him, the blessing comes on us. As long as we're out here thinking like the world, talking like the world, the blessing can't work in us. I mean, God can do some things for us, but if you want to be in the height and the power of the blessing, you need to find out what the Word says and then begin to do things God's way. Say what He says. Do what He does. Wisdom, her ways are highways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. So wisdom, the way God does things, you have to take hold of it and do it. And happy to be envied is everyone who holds her wisdom fast. Happy to be envied. In other words, this person would be prosperous. He'd be blessed. You could see he's blessed. Is everyone that holds fast to the way God does things. Now, to confirm that, look at the next verse. The Lord, in verse 19 in the Amplified, the Lord, by skillful and godly wisdom, has founded the earth. And by understanding, He has established the heavens. So God made the heavens and the earth by His wisdom. And the blessing, God's will, the blessing is, the will of God is for every person to be blessed. That's why He sent His Son to bear the curse of sin for us. It's His will for us to be blessed. But if we don't take that blessing, receive that blessing, or if we just don't even know about the blessing, I mean, a lot of my life, half of my life, well, not quite half of it now because I've gotten older, but a lot of my life, I never heard anything about the blessing. Where I went to church, they didn't promise you anything. They, you know, it's just maybe you'll make it and maybe you won't. But then I found out about the Word, and I found out about the blessing, and I found out how to be born again, and that Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, and by His stripes I was healed. Hallelujah. And life began to change. We found out about that it's God's will for us to prosper. We didn't have to be poor anymore. Glory to God. And we began to live the Word. We knew that our answer to poverty was in the Word of God. Our answer to healing was in the Word of God. And poverty was our bigger problem because we were not seriously sick. But I'm telling you, we were seriously broke. I mean, we were broke. We owed money that we couldn't pay. I know most of you wouldn't know anything about that, but I'm going to tell you, it's miserable. And then we found out that God wanted us to prosper. Wow. And He wanted us to be healed. Wow. And we took it. And I recommend that you get into it and take it. Now, you receive these things by faith. The first thing we found out to get us out of that miserable position of no money and more bills and didn't know what to do when sickness came, you just went to bed and went, got sick. What do we do now when sickness comes? We say, no, you don't. You're not coming on me. The first symptom of sickness and disease, you begin to resist it and you say, no, I'm not taking the flu. I mean, you might hear on television there's a flu epidemic. You might hear that, people talking. Well, you know, it seems like everybody's got the flu. Well, when you hear that, don't think, oh, no, I hope I don't get the flu. Think, I'll never have the flu. Jesus bore the flu for me because the Bible says He bore all of our sicknesses and all of our diseases. And it says He bore poverty for us. We've been set free, church. You say, well, I never have really gotten into that religious thing. Well, you're not set free. If you'll make Jesus the Lord of your life just right now, say, Jesus, I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Tell Him what I said. I said, I receive You. Take my life and do something with it. Well, I had no idea what that'd be, but it's been great. He's got a plan for you. He's ready for you. The moment you turn to Him and you make Jesus the Lord of your life, you can come out from under the curse. And if you look that up in Deuteronomy 28, it says every sickness and every disease is under the curse. Poverty's under the curse. Being ruled over by others is under the curse. Everything bad you can think of is in Deuteronomy 28. And so, the thing for you to do, if you're in those situations, is come out. And the thing we all can do, even if we've already come out from under the curse, is just be more dedicated to do what God says and to obey God and to speak the words that God says. We don't need to be talking negative words. We don't need to be talking sickness words. We don't need to be speaking poverty words if we want blessing. Because we've learned from faith, and we'll probably study that again soon, but we've learned from faith in Mark 11, it says, you can have what you say. Jesus said that. He said it. So we learned, Ken and I learned to quit talking poverty, quit talking our debt, quit talking the lack of money, and begin to talk the promises of God, the blessing of God, the increase of God, the return, the hundredfold return of God, hallelujah. We changed our mouths and we changed our hearts, then we changed our mouths, then God changed our lives, hallelujah. And He's no respecter of persons. That's just the way it works. That's why it's important for you to watch these broadcasts. We don't have anybody on these broadcasts that teaches unbelief and doubt and fear and destruction. And we just don't do that. We believe in the blessing. And so we have people that come on the broadcast that preach the good things of God, the blessing of God, that we've been delivered, that we're free. We have people on here that we like to hear preach. Hallelujah. And that we've got a lot of good minister friends to come and minister to us. And we listen to other preachers and we feed ourselves. We get into the Word ourselves. I read the Word whether I'm coming up here or not to preach. I mean, whether I'm preparing a message or what. We live by the Word. Why is that? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so a steady diet of God's Word. You shouldn't let a day go by that you don't spend time in the Word of God. And when you read the Word, know that God is talking to me. I'm going to obey this and I'm going to get the results. Hallelujah. I'll be right back.
Living well and stepping up to the good life is part of God's plan for you. He wants you to experience a meaningful life and enjoy wholeness, health, and blessings every day. Experience God's best with this 3-pack of resources included in the God Wants You Well package. Start your journey to wholeness as you join Gloria Copeland on an intensive study through God's Word. God Wants You Well. Her 2-CD teaching reveals the Heavenly Father's heart towards healing and how you can be vibrant, enjoy your life, and fulfill God's purpose for you. Her mini book, Steps to the Good Life, shows you how to live long, strong, and in the fullness of God's blessings right here, right now. Strength and Beauty, In the Presence of the Healer, a music CD by Sarah Hart Pearson, sets the atmosphere for you to receive your healing and experience God's love for you as you take a step towards maximum health and wholeness. Now is the time for you to be well and living the good life.
Order the God Wants You Well package today at kcm.org. This new package includes the CD series God Wants You Well and the mini book 3 Steps to the Good Life by Gloria Copeland. You'll also receive a worship CD by Sarah Hart Pearson's Strength and Beauty in the Presence of the Healer, all for just $18. To order, call 800-600-7395, or for additional product discounts and 48-hour processing, and for these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland, go to kcm.org.
Sister Gloria, I have Katie McVicar here. She was on her way to try to get to the meeting last night and took a tumble in downtown D.C., fell down and landed on her nose, had to go to the hospital, so she didn't make it. She didn't break any bones, but when she woke up this morning, she couldn't breathe, and I'm going to let her finish out the story.
I've been wanting to come to this meeting for years. I've watched it every year on the internet, and I knew this was the year I was supposed to be here. And God has just blessed me so much. He's changing my life.
Praise God.
And, you know, when I fell last night, it was like, okay, so what's going on here? I mean, I hit that sidewalk and I hit hard on my nose. I should have had bones broken, but praise God, there were no bones broken. I couldn't breathe, though, this morning when I came in. And when you had us stand up and pray, I mean, I can totally breathe through my nose now.
Praise
and
God.
I just praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord.
She's nothing missing, nothing broken.
She didn't quit,
Amen.
Though, did she?
And I've been listening to Glory's healing tapes for years and years. We've been a partner since 1978. And when I became partners, one of the things I learned was that God was a good God. I learned about tithing from this ministry. God's helped me buy a house. I'm a single woman in Napa, one of the most expensive places in the world to live, and God helped me get a home. Over the last 2 years, He's helped me lose 125 pounds. I mean, I have seen just miracle after miracle. The bottom line is, I'm a school teacher from Napa. You know, I work in the classroom every day with a bunch of high school students. I'm a person just like everybody else, and God doesn't care who you are, where you're from. He doesn't even care necessarily what you've been doing. He loves you, period. that's what I've learned, is that God just loves us and wants us well and wants us to have the very best.
Katie's nose got smashed, but she didn't get smashed. She acted on the Word of God. And you know, if that Word hadn't been in her, she wouldn't have had anything to act on. And if it hadn't gone in her ears and in her eyes to get down into her heart, she wouldn't have had the Word to act on. That's why it's so important that you feed on the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. So at Healing School, we give the Word on healing and faith and what to do when trouble comes. And she knew what to do. She prayed, she believed God, and she came breathing the next time she came. She got healed, hallelujah. Her faith was working. She got healed in the name of Jesus. And that's what happens at Healing School. We all come into a place of faith, and we pray and believe God, and we receive. Make it a point to come to a Healing School, especially if you need healing, but everybody needs healing. And we, even when we're well, we need to stay strong. The Word says that all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, the healing comes by hearing the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God. You hear the Word on healing, what the Bible actually says, and faith comes up in you to receive. God loves you. That's the way you get saved. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, just right now say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Tell him what I told him one day. Take my life and do something with it. God wants you to be born again. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to be prosperous. We've got a package that'll help you learn how to obtain your healing and keep it. It's called God Wants You Well package, and that's absolutely true. God wants you well. He put your sickness and your disease on Jesus to carry it for you, to pay the price for it. He dumped it at the cross, and we're free. Hallelujah. That's the same thing that happened with our sin. Our sin got dumped at the cross. Jesus bore our sicknesses, our sins, our diseases. And the Bible says, by His stripes we were healed. So begin to study the Word. Take it serious. Your whole life depends on how you treat the Word of God in your life. So get this package today. Healing belongs to you. Take your healing and say, I receive my healing in Jesus' name. I take it. I'll see you again tomorrow. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.